We are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 18 of Srimad Bhagavatam. This rascal Prahlad has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. To cut down sandalwood trees, an axe is needed. And the wood of the thorn tree is very suitable for the handle of such an axe. Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest of the family of the demons. And this Prahlad is the handle for that axe. So the blessings of the senior devotees. Try to discuss on this subject matter for our own purification. So in this continual narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sandar and Amarka, they are criticizing Prahlad Maharaj. So as nicely explained by His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu yesterday, amazing class, that Kali Yuga means taking reality to be unreal and unreal to be reality. Like if you go outside, if you want to discuss about Ramayana, Mahabharata or Bhagavatam, people tend to think, even in India, these are all mythological or some grandma stories. So they think these real pastimes of the Supreme Lord is mythology or unreal topics. But then at the same time, these people don't fail to go to the organized movie theaters and movie clubs, and they watch movies and they watch all kind of dramas, etc. And what is going on in the screen is actually an unreal. The hero is not really rich or the hero is not really poor, but they seeing the situation, they go into this mythology as reality, and they cry sometime and they laugh at sometime, and they become emotional as if they are lost. In this way, they give importance to this mythology's reality. But when you give these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, the reality things, then they fail to accept this as reality, but foolishly accept them as mythology. That's why the demoniac provocation of the age of Kali, they want to take the God out of the pictures of the people in general. As we discussed, Radha Gopinath discussed yesterday, that if there is a belief in God, an acceptance of God, then there is no question of following the dictates of the age of Kali. So God is connected with people in two ways. Number one, people in general believe that God created all of us. And number two is that the world which we see all around is also creation of the God. If people have these two understandings, then they cannot be controlled. So the demonic propagation by the politicians and the industrialization and the scientific community, in order to attract the people, the politician has to get his prestigious status quo intact. He has to allure the people to get their votes by giving them what they want. And to do that, people has to be without any kind of guilty feeling of gratifying their own senses. So what they have to do, they have to give a lot of amenities and facilities for them to enjoy, so that when they provide that, the politician will get the vote of the people. So to get that, then people have to also get those necessary items. So the industries provide all those items, new television, new bed or new car, or how to scratch your back when you are traveling, some machine for that. So they introduce so many things. But industries provide this, but who will produce, who will get the ideas, who will think about these things? And the scientists. The scientists think on these various means to introduce new formulas. So even the intelligent students go for colleges and big universities, their intelligence are used in order to create something practical useless for the society. So in this way, by providing these things, the industrialists and politicians and the scientists, they control the people. But the only obstacle to control the people of Kali, control the people in the grip of Kali, is that the God consciousness. So they tactfully created two theories to remove God from the picture. So God is connected with the people. So they declared that actually you are not coming from God, you are coming from monkey. So you don't worry about any authority, so just enjoy life. But people say, okay, we are coming from monkeys, but what about, you know, this world is created by God, so I may be a monkey, but I cannot enjoy everything, because God will punish me, I will go to hell next life. So then, they created another theory that don't worry, the world which you see around is also not the produce of God, this came from a big bang. So, you can enjoy this world, nobody is going to question you, and you can also enjoy unlimitedly because you are not accountable to anyone. In this way, these three category of agents of Kali, with the addition of media and advertisement, etc., they control the whole age of Kali. That's why Srila Prabhupada, tactfully when he went to the Western countries, he is like an expert military man. He knows where is weakness, where are the main points where is the enemy can be troubled. So Prabhupada hit the main point of refutation of Darwin theory and plus the refutation of the existence of universe. And then Prabhupada gave the alternative and the real thing that Krishna consciousness is a solution and one should actually enter into the real life, that is association of Krishna. And not only Prabhupada just given the removed the negative understandings, but he also gave the positive understanding, the positive entrance into the reality of Krishna's pastimes. So in this light, now we are studying the great episode of 7th canto of Prahlad Maharaj, where Prahlad is such a devotee. He was actually an opposite to the thoughts of the demons. As we say, the outside world, they think except Krishna, everything is real. But Prahlad, in such an association, he could not think anything other than Krishna. The Bhagavatam describes, Nashta krido nako balo jadavastan manastaya. Krishna graha grahitatma na veta jagat idrisham. So Prahlad Maharaj is thinking that Nashta krido nako balo. He did not even go for playing. He did not even go for, you know, any other activities normal children do. Why? Because he was attracted by Krishna graha grahitatma. He was completely, Kala graha, or, you know, Shani graha, people behave differently. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely attracted by Krishna graha, so he could not even think of anything else other than Krishna. And he was surprised, just like materialistic people are surprised, how people are, you know, chanting the holy name or going to temple, there's nothing else to do or what. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is thinking, how the world is going without Krishna? Na veta jagat idrisham, how the world is going in this way. So, he was such a devotee, was completely against the program of the material civilization. So, in this way, we see the pastime is proceeding. And here, Sandan Namarka is chastising Prahlad as an axe. As a handle of the axe which will destroy the demolishing civilization. In 2 days later, we are going to celebrate Ram Navami. So some of the devotees ordered to discuss some of the insights of Ramayana. So in Ramayana also we see a similar statement comes. where Ravana is chastising Vibhishan in the same words. Ravana chastising Vibhishan, that you are a handle which holds axe, which will destroy our own community. Ravana chastising Vibhishan, that Vibhishan, that it is better to live with an enemy, it is better to live with those who are cruel to you, but it is so difficult, it is so dangerous to live with somebody who is in your own family but actually devising a plan to uproot us. So Ravana is telling Vibhishan, you are like that. So you want to destroy me by giving ill advice. So he gave the similar, so demons thinks always the devotees are cause of their destruction. So in this way, we see that the similar episode takes place. And at the same time, we see the associates of Ravana are kind of encouraging and helping Ravan. In fact, Ravan, at one council of Vibhishan spoke to Ravan so much, it is not good to steal other's wife, and Ram is very powerful, he already killed Karadushan, and he has done so many things, he already have the monkeys with him, and you have a curse that monkeys will, destroy you. So better you give Sita back. In this way, Vibhishan was telling so nicely. At one point of time, Ravana, when Vibhishan spoke, he did not speak back. Rather, he said, that, okay, let us continue our counseling tomorrow. He subjoined the whole assembly. And in fact, Ravana was kind of thinking, Vibhishan is what he is telling is probably, he is kind of taking his words. But on the next day, the meeting starts. All the assembled his associates of Ravan, they started giving all kind of encouragement. Ravana, what are you worried about these two, mortals? You have defeated Indra, you defeated, Varuna, Yamaraj flew from you, and these two human beings, what are you thinking about him? So by hearing this advice of your associate, then Ravana become even more, whatever little bit of change which was somewhat slightly, may happen to him, this is also completely thrown away into wilderness by the association he had. In fact, Indrajit shouted at Vibhishan, my dear younger uncle, you are completely speaking very foolish statements. You don't know the power of Ravana. In fact, my power, I already defeated Indra. That's why my name is Indrajit. And I can, by my one arrow, can kill Ram and Lakshman together. So why are you worried about them? In this way, Indrajit also insulted Vibhishan. So, this kind of association which Ravana thinks is near and dear, and he thinks this is what the reality of life, actually ruined his own life. On the other hand, we also see the affection of the Supreme Lord and their associates with each other. And this love and affection actually is different thing altogether. This doesn't end in the destruction of either one. In fact, it goes on ever with more and sweeter love and affection. So in this way we see, in the beginning of Ramayana, when these four brothers, Ram, Lakshman and Shatrughna, Bharat, when they born, we discuss their names and why the names are given and how their names are actually befitting to their personalities. So first child, Ram was born, Vasishtha Muni has to give the name to him. And he looks at this first child, and Lord Ram was so beautiful. So, because he was attractive and so beautiful, he gave the name to this child as Rama. Ramo Ramayatamvara. He attracts everyone. And the Acharyas also say that Lord Ram is also, another name for him is Jitendriya. Why is Jitendriya? Generally, even a great saint or a tapasvi, he is also called Jitendriya because he has controlled his senses. But maximum you can do is that control his own senses. Somebody drinks chaturmas or some vow, I will give up sweets. Maximum thing with harsh struggle they can do it themselves. But somebody who is sitting next to him, and can he control his eating? Not possible. Maximum one can control oneself. even whoever big saint he may be. But Krishna Jitendriya, Rama Jitendriya, why? He not only conquered his own senses, but he can conquer the senses of everyone. So when Lord Ram walks into the Mithila's city, that those who have seen his face could not explain about how the arms are looking. And those who have seen his arms could not explain any other limb other than the arms. And those who looked at his feet could not explain about any other limbs of Lord Ram, but only those feet. Because they could not take out their eyes from those limbs. Such attractive feature Lord Ram had. So thus, Vasishtha Muni named him as Rama. All attractive. Then, Vasishtha Muni named the next child as Bharat or Bharata. The reason Vasishtha Muni thought of naming him, this Bharat, he is so beautiful and so cute, but in the future, he is going to hold the burden of Lord Ram's kingdom. So, Bhara Vahati Iti Bharata, he is going to take the burden, Rajasya Bharanath, he is going to hold the kingdom of Bharat, kingdom of Ram. So let me give his name as Bharat. Now, we see in the materialistic association, the relationship is based on how much I can get from them, how much I can enjoy. That's how the whole relationship is based on. But here, Vasishtha Muni is giving the name Bharat. One is going to take the load of Lord Ram. And the reason he gives is because he is going to rule the kingdom for 14 years when Lord Ram goes to the forest. But how we can say that ruling the kingdom or getting the Rajya can be a burden? Somebody is told that you come at night 12 o'clock and we'll give you a nice seva that you have to, you know, lift lot of bricks to build this construction site, but no salary. Nobody will come. Who will, you know, lift these bricks, heavy service. But if the same person told that you come at night 12 o'clock, we'll give you a suitcase of golden bricks, then they can easily come. So, it is burden, but Vishwa Chakra Thakur gives three kinds of burden. Burden of wealth for a businessman is burden of love. And mother carrying a child is burden of love. And the beloved carrying, the love carrying the beloved is another burden of love. But here Bharat is called that he is going to hold the burden of the kingdom, because actually Bharat did not want to rule the kingdom. He did not want to take the kingdom of Supreme Lord Ram. For him, the real enjoyment is with going with Lord Ram. But as an austerity, he has to do this thankless task of ruling the kingdom. In fact, he did not even ready to accept to be seated on the throne. He rejected the throne, but rather established the paduka, the sandals of Lord Ram. So, Kaikeyi thought that my son will rule the kingdom. And Lord Ram, and the Ayodhya people, they thought that Lord Ram will rule the kingdom. And the father also thought my son Ram will be on the throne. But finally, who sat on the throne? The paduka. So they say the paduka has the higher hand, the lotus feet sandals of the Lord. So Bharat kept the paduka on the throne, and he himself sat below that and was reporting everything of the state to the paduka. So the Acharya says that Bharat is indeed a great devotee. He is even higher than Lakshman. So that comes to the next point, that how, why the Lakshman is given name as Lakshman. So Vasishtha Muni says that another third child, Lakshman, is, you know, so beautiful. So what name I should give? So he thought and decided, Lakshmana is filled with opulences. Lakshmano Lakshmi Sampanna, that he is having the opulence. What is that opulence? He is having the opulence of service, never separated from Lord Ram. Before, after Lord Ram advented, Lakshmana appeared. And before Lord Ram departed the spiritual world, Lakshmana went before the Lord. So there is no time that Lakshmana was seen separation from Lord Ram. That was his intimate service attitude. So because he is going to get the service Rajya, service Samrajya, Seva Samrajya in future, so he is Lakshmana. When Lord Ram lost his kingdom, Lakshmana got the kingdom of service. When Lord Ram lost his kingdom into the forest, Lakshmana actually received the real opulent kingdom of service to Lord Ram. So he never wanted to be separated from Lord Ram. So he is given the name Lakshmana because he never want to miss any service to the Lord. At one time, in fact, when Lord Ram went to the forest, he was staying with Sita Devi, and Lakshmana asked Lord Ram, "What service I should do?" So Ram said, "Okay, you build one Paranashala or Kutir for me to stay." So Lakshmana made beautiful kutir, he brought all the ingredients and all, you know, materials, bamboo sticks to build the kutir. And Lord Ram, after the construction is over, he went inside and he saw all beautiful arrangements. And after seeing this, Lord Ram became so overwhelmed, he looked at Lakshman and said, "My dear Lakshman, that you have done this service so much. Bhavagyena kridagyena dharmagyena cha Lakshmana, toya putren dharmatma nasamriddhi pitamama." That you have done this service with so much love, Lakshmana, I am going to declare that for me, my father is not dead, but for you, your father is dead. What Lord Ram spoke, the meaning of this is that, Lakshmana, I have just told you that you perform some service, you know, okay, build this kutir. But I did not tell you the so much detail how you should perform the service. But Lakshman built the kutir in a such a way that there was a different room so that Lord Ram can meet with the sages. There was a different room where Sita Devi can do her kitchen service. There was a different room where he can, you know, perform his daily rituals. And there was also different rooms or places where Sita and Lord Ram can be in their own conjugal relationship, which Lord Ram did not tell Lakshman, because Lakshman is younger brother. He doesn't tell these things. But Lakshman Bhavagyan, he understood the mood of Lord Ram. Without even being told by him, he made all arrangements so that Lord Ram can have pleasure. And Ram becomes so satisfied with this service attitude out of love and affection. And he said, "Lakshman, for me my father is not dead, but for you, your father is dead." Because he said that you performed this service with Bhava, because my father, you know, he did not beget me just like that. He performed hundreds and thousands of years of austerities, and he waited for so many years and finally got me. So he had so much love and affection for me that his love and affection is actually maddening. Many times Dasharatha Maharaj would sit in the assembly hall, and suddenly when the political meetings are going on, he would think about Lord Ram. "Where is my child? Where is my son?" He could not even be without him even for a second. So then he will send a message, "Okay, you know, call my son Ram." And Lord Ram immediately, father calls, he comes running. And when he comes in the court, Dasharatha Maharaj would enjoy his beauty from the front. What a beauty. He would just drink his beauty, his beautiful eyes, face and limbs. And Ram comes, "My dear father, you call me, please tell me, what can I do for you?" And Dasharatha Maharaj was saying, "I didn't call him for any service. What is asking, you know, what should I tell now, you know, in front of everyone?" Dasharatha Maharaj tells, "Oh, actually I forgot why I called you, you know. Okay, you go back, I'll tell you later." Then Lord Ram obediently walks back, and now when you going back, he would drink beauty from his backside. So in this way, Dasharatha Maharaj had so much love and affection, and he was always meditating and thinking, how can I please my son? So Lakshman, that I don't feel the absence of my father because you are with me and you are taking care of all these things. And Tvaya Putrena Dharmatma, for my father, you are the real son also. You know why? The son is called Putra because he is going to deliver the father from entering into the hell called Put. So because you are delivered our father from hell, what is hell for my father? Hell for my father is that he is always worried that after I go, who will take care of my sons nicely? Who will take care of my son Ram? Who will comfort him? That is what he is always thinking. If anything goes wrong to me, if I am not happy, if some trouble comes to me, that is hell for my father. But because you are there, my father will not go to hell because I am always happy and comfortable. In this way, a Lakshman relationship with Lord Ram is of reality, eternal reciprocation of love and affection. So Lakshman is having this opulence of service, but nevertheless, the great acharyas conclude that Bharat is greater than Lakshman. The reason they give is that Lord Ram told Lakshman, you stay back. But Lakshman said, no, I want to come, I want to serve you. And Bharat was also asked to stay back. But Bharat did not want to do this. But still, as an order of Lord Ram, he took this difficult task. He agreed to feel the separation from Lord Ram. For what? In order to help the mission of the Lord. In order to service the mission of the Lord is greater than the personal association with him. That is the internal and the mood of the Lord. So knowing the internal desire of the Lord, Bharat agreed that let me suffer the separation. Let me suffer the separation from being separated from Lord Ram, but let me suffer. Let me perform the duty which will be pleasing to my brother. So he agreed to be separated and he stayed back. Something like when you go for yatra, it is very good that we want to go for yatra, staying with the senior devotees and enjoy the dham. That is a great service, but somebody wants to stay back. That is even more greater. Something in difference also. But nevertheless, this is more greater because taking the mission but not the association for one's own enjoyment. So one time Mr. Radhana Swami Maharaj said that many times people want to go for the holy places. I want to go to Jagannathpuri, I want to go to Mayapur. But more than that, we want to see Panchatattva, more than we want to see Jagannath, the real question is whether Jagannath wants to see you. That is the real question. So Bharat understood the internal mood of the Supreme Lord Ram, agreed to suffer and hold this tasteless burden of ruling the vast kingdom which is actually meant for Lord Ram. That's why he is called Bharat, one who is holding the burden. Burden is why? Because the burden of the kingdom is for him. Without Lord Ram, it's not enjoyable. It is really a burden. So in this way, Bharat, Lakshman is greater. He takes inspiration from him, how he is serving the Lord Ram. But Bharat is even more greater because he took the mission of the Lord without even accepting the facilities which are due to the king. He stayed in the forest. For 14 years, his only breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever food he ate is barley soaked in cow urine. This is all Chaturmasya of all Chaturmasya. He followed for 12 years, only food what he ate is rice or barley soaked in cow urine overnight, and that's what he would eat. And he was wearing the same dress what Lord Ram wore, and he was sleeping on the floor with taking care of the whole management of the kingdom of Ayodhya. So this is Bharat, one who takes the service without enjoying the facilities. And it's so difficult that and facilities are given doing service is great, but without the rejecting the facilities but still doing the service is indeed greater. So then Vasishtha Muni saw the next child, the fourth child, and he named this child as Shatrughna. Shatrughna Nitya Shatrughna. Why his name is Shatrughna? Because Shatru means the enemy, Gna means one who kills the enemy. But rarely in Ramayana we see that anywhere Shatrughna did a big fight and killed any enemies. Only one fight he did was, that is also after when Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya. He killed one enemy, that was Lavanasur in Mathura, and established Varahadev temple there. So this is only one demon, Lavanasur, was more powerful than Ravan, Shatrughna killed. But other than that, there is no fight practically. So why Vasishtha Muni gave the name Shatrughna? The real reason is, Shatrughna is killed the enemy, not only the external enemy, but he killed the internal enemy. So, the Acharyas, they comment, what is that internal enemy Shatrughna actually have killed? The internal enemy Shatrughna killed was not any other lust, greed, anger, all those things, because he never had any of those things. But the real internal enemy Shatrughna killed is Rama Saundarya or Rama Lavanya. The beauty of the Supreme Lord and the attractive features of the Supreme Lord. And how this can be an enemy? So the understanding goes that Ram went to forest, Lakshmana demanded, I want to come to forest because I want to serve you. Bharat wanted to go, but Lord Ram gave service, you should stay back. But Shatrughna had no service to stay back, and he has nothing to do. And it is not that he doesn't have attraction for Lord Ram, he has so much attraction for Lord Ram, because Ram is all attractive. And he could have easily gone to the forest to enjoy the beauty of the Lord, to serve him personally. And he could have easily given reason that I have nothing to do in the country, because Bharat is ruling the country, so I will come with you. So Ram could have easily taken him also. But Shatrughna is even more greater than Lakshman and Bharat, because he had the attraction to be in the presence of the Lord. But Shatrughna actually volunteered himself and resisted the attraction to enjoy the beauty of the Lord, enjoy the beautiful features of the Lord, his personal association, and voluntarily agreed himself to be put under the devotee who is holding the mission of the Lord, Bharat, serve under him. So that's why Shatrughna, one who conquered the enemy of enjoying the personal association of the Lord, that is indeed even more higher. So, all servants are absolute, but in opinion, the Acharya's comment, Shatrughna is actually greater than even Bharat also. Why? Because he agreed to be the servant of the servant of the servant, without want to enjoy the personal association of the Lord. That was the mood he has. And all the servants of Lord Ram, they actually realize the internal desire of the Lord, and they're acting accordingly. It is not that Lakshman is, you know, in absolute sense lower than Bharat or Shatrughna. But from our point of view, Shatrughna is greater, because he became volunteer to be a servant of servant. So the Acharya says that how a disciple should understand the mood of the spiritual master or the mood of the Supreme Lord and serve accordingly. The first level, how the disciple should serve the spiritual master, they give the example of how a chaste wife will carry out the order of the husband. As soon as the husband speaks, the chaste wife carries that for the pleasure of the husband. Similarly, a disciple, the real, the supreme Nath is Krishna, the spiritual master. So, disciple should act so loyally and chastefully to the spiritual master, whatever he tells, he should execute it. That is the ideal nature of the disciple. And the second level is that how the body or the senses execute the order of the mind. So then mind tells, okay, I have a, you know, itch in my head. So shall the mind tells the hand, you know, okay, you lift your hand 90 degrees, then 45 degrees, and take it back and scratch it. The mind has, don't have to, the voice doesn't have to come out. There is no need to speak to your own hand, you know, lift your hand and scratch your back, or, you know, the hand automatically goes just by the desire of the mind. It doesn't have to wait for the order to come out. Similarly, even more advanced disciple, a devotee, should perform service without even waiting for the command, or without even waiting for the extraneous effort of the superior to speak out what he wants. Bhavagyena kridagyena, the bhava of the spiritual master should be known. That is even higher. And so difficult, easy to speak. But even higher than that, one more step, it is said that consciousness to the self. The mind has to at least think, but the symptom of the soul is consciousness. How consciousness is so intimately connected to the self. Similarly, the disciple or the servant of the Supreme Lord have no other desire. His existence is nothing but the existence of the spiritual master. What he wants, that what is desire itself. There is no separate desire he has. So intimate. So these are the expected level how the sadhaka should proceed himself to the ultimate perfection. So, so difficult, but that is what the exemplary character of Shatrughna, Bharat, and Lakshman. We see when Srila Prabhupada wrote that poem to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that absolute is sentient thou has proved, and impersonal calamities thou has removed. What Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said? This boy Abhay actually understood my heart. He understood my mission. Then how come he understood this? And Prabhupada had his own nice arrangement in the Damodar temple, enjoying the personal association of the Supreme Lord, the Damodar, personal association of the Dham. But he rejected everything and he proceeded with the mission, holding the burden of the mission of the spiritual master. So that is the real servant, a real mood. And then those who are associates of Prabhupada, they also could have easily come to the holy places. Some of spiritual disciple, they never been to any holy place. Giriraj Swami recently, after many, many years, went to Jagannath Puri. Even some of many few devotees have never been to Vrindavan till even once. And they are ready to do, it's not they don't want to come, but they wanted to serve the Supreme Lord. Serve the desire of the spiritual master. Like Shatrughna, somebody is assisting their superiors. In this way, this is the beauty of the relationship, the legends which we are seeing from the pastimes of the Supreme Lord when he comes himself, and that also we see continuing in front of our eyes in the society, in the association of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way we see, to conclude this beautiful episode of small description of Ramayana, that the materialistic association, the so-called intimate association, is only based on you scratch my back, I scratch your back. But the spiritual association, the spiritual feelings for each other, is not just based on some, you know, some kind of personal agenda, but actually pleasing the superiors, pleasing the spiritual master, or pleasing the Supreme Lord. That's what, that is actually the real feelings which all the souls, all of us were hankering for. When our whole existence is only for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, even more than that, like Shatrughna, the pleasure of the devotees of the Lord, to become servant of servant of servant, that actually gives glory, and that actually pleases the soul to its core of the heart. So in this way, we will stop here. So thank you for your tolerance and hearing. So if there is any comments or questions, things already too late, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.